Portland right now looking at 75 degrees. This is the kind of day you want to have. And it's a Friday. It's sunny. It's wonderful. You know what? It actually just bumped up to 76 degrees while we're talking. So you know what? Even better. It's great.
Yeah.
It's a great day. It is a Friday. Yes, you get the opportunity to, yes, we're coming up on it here just a couple of hours away, and then the weekend will be here. And, Michael, it's Hawaiian shirt day. What's going on over there?
I left mine at home.
Uh-huh. Now, we've talked about this. Now, mind you, I didn't wear mine last week, but it needed ironed. So.
Well, and I only have one, and I don't want to wear it out by wearing it all the time.
All right, send new Hawaiian shirts to Michael Loudon, care of this station. He needs one. He really does. No, you don't have to do that.
If somebody does, I'd be like, wow, thank you.
Anything is possible. You never know what could happen. But you know what? Regardless of whether you decide that he needs a Hawaiian shirt or whether he just needs a ticket to the movies or something, whatever. That's Michael Loudon. My name is Jeremy Lawrence. It is the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Why? Because it's my show, all mine, and you can't have it. No, I'm glad you're here. And we have got a full day for you as we go through some stuff today. I tell you what, I want you to check out the blog post and the video of the day. Why? Well, for a couple of reasons. Because since I'm narcissistic enough to have a show named after me, I also have a blog named after me. Believe it or not, they do this sort of thing. And in the blog post of the day, I found an article I found very interesting today where one of President Obama's surrogates, Dan Pfeiffer, is almost wanting impeachment for the president. And I found that interesting. I go over some of the reasons why in the blog, and I want you to check it out. I mean, it's just too lengthy to go over right now, and we got too much to cover. But I want you to check that out. Also, check out the video of the day. This one was fun. You know Frank Caliendo?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, he does one of the best John Madden impersonations that I've ever seen. Now, he doesn't look much like Morgan Freeman, but boy, does he sound like him. My gosh. And he does kind of a dramatic reading of LeBron James' letter upon his return to Cleveland in the voice of Morgan Freeman. You've got to hear this. You got to hear this so that you can hear what I'm talking about. Basically, this video, all you got to do is hit play and close your eyes. And immediately, you can, in your mind, see Morgan Freeman. It is that good. And it's funny, of course. So I want you to check that out. That is in the blog section at WKZO.com. Video of the day is posted on our Facebook page. A little bit later today, the blog post of the day will make it to our Facebook page. And if you're not part of the Facebook crowd with us, you can be real easy. Just click on the little F at the top of the page up there. No, that's not a failing grade. That's the Facebook logo. Click there. You'll be able to go to our Facebook page and like us. And you can be a part of all the stuff that happens there. Because let me tell you what, we're doing lots of stuff. So good stuff to look forward to. Hopefully you'll be able to do that with us. Also, just in case, if you were hoping beyond hope that we were able to dig up some more movie tickets to give away. You heard yesterday we gave them away, figured four of them, good grief, they're gone. Well, I dug around in my desk drawers. I dug around, I looked all over the place, the cabinets, the various things in the little corner of this building that they've put me. And I've managed to scare up four tickets to go see a movie. What we're talking about, the movie is Lucy. It is at Celebration Cinema in Portage. Opens today. And if you've been seeing the previews for this, Scarlett Johansson, and oddly enough, we were just talking about him, Morgan Freeman, a part of this movie as well. We're not giving him away now. That's fine. But we're going to be giving away at some point during the course of the program. So you can look forward to that. Chances are, because Michael has heard about it, You'll have to answer a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. Just be ready for it. Have the internet handy. And you know what? I don't know, but I get the feeling you might not even need the internet on this one. I don't know. It just depends on how much time Michael's actually had to come up with this thing. So,
well, I'm about ready. I almost have it created.
Okay, so there you go. That means very little preparation is going into it as we speak. All right, so all of that's happening sometime during the course of the program. A little bit later on in the program, will Hillary Clinton actually run for president? One very trusted and respected political analyst is saying, I don't know. We'll dig into that here a little bit later. Also, the minimum wage proposal shot down. And I know you probably thought it was already shot down, but shot down for reasons that you might find interesting. And we'll talk about that a little bit also. Mark Schauer's 5-point plan for women and the economy. We will try and dig into that here in just a little bit. We were scheduled to speak with Dwayne Barnes from The Bridge magazine. Still attempting it at this point. But in the meantime, we are going to go over to some news that we got. This was just about an hour ago. And they released the results of the Mitchell Research and Communications poll in the race for governor. They actually have done this, the race for governor, the race for Senate. The race for governor has it down to about 4 points, with Governor Rick Snyder leading former Democratic U.S. Representative Mark Schauer. Basically, what had happened, the Mitchell poll had Snyder up by 12 points in April, 5 points in June. Well, the latest poll has 600 likely Michigan voters, has Snyder up 43% to 39%. There are 17% that are undecided in the race. Now, the interesting thing about this, if you look through what's happened here, they're saying, well, you know what? The governor's been dealing with a lot of tough issues since April, so you can understand that, and he has. There have been some things, particularly this latest bit with the GOP. Yeah, that's tough. It reflects on him. Now, the other part of this, though, Mitchell also noted that Governor Snyder's job approval numbers, well, you figure with 43% supporting him in the race for governor that his job approval's probably down. Nope, unchanged. And it remains what they call a high at 56%. And they say, you know, usually if you're tracking elections and you're tracking approval numbers, 56% bodes pretty well for an incumbent being reelected. So 4 points, yeah, it's tight. I think it's probably about the tightest it will be in this particular cycle. I'm not writing this off and saying it's Snyder's in the bag, done, we don't even have to vote. Because, yeah, you kind of have to vote or otherwise, you know, whoever wins. But I think in this case, you know, Snyder has really not done a lot of campaigning yet. I think once he does that and he reminds people, hey, we did this, we did this, we did that, people might get more comfortable. And that 56% in his job approval, you got to figure that the undecideds are going to sit here and go, well, all right, is he doing a good job? Yeah, okay. All right, he's not doing bad. Okay, vote. That's kind of how it works, yeah. You know. Now, the other part of this, the Mitchell survey also did a survey of the U.S. Senate race. And in that survey, Gary Peters, the Democratic candidate, is leading 5 points over former Secretary of State in Michigan, Terry Lynn Land. It's 43% to 38%. 19% are undecided in this one. Honestly, this looks more like a toss-up than what I had expected, because it looked like Peters was taking a pretty commanding lead. According to Real Clear Politics, 11 straight polls that show Peters with single-digit leads. According to this also, Mitchell is the last pollster that had Terry Lynn Land up. That was in early April, 44 to 38. So they've almost traded places. Now, if you're looking at that, you're going, okay, April, May, June, July. All right, 3 months. And you go July, August, September, October. Yeah, there's still time to turn this around for Terry Lynn Land. But she's going to have to start campaigning at some point.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, though. And, you know, I think she's advertising. You're seeing that. They're doing this whole Michigan First thing, which I think is kind of interesting. I don't know how far that'll get, but people love using their hands in the state of Michigan to point to and say, see, it's Michigan.
This is where I'm from.
Yeah. I'm like, no, dude, it's your hand, really. But
you're from your hand?
Yeah. Oh, okay, you're from your knuckle. All right, great. And you moved over to the edge of your hand. All right, good. No, I get that. I lived in Michigan before, and yeah, I even pointed at my hand at times. Yeah, we live here. Yeah. So I don't know. It might work, but they've started that. There's some TV advertising, some different things going on. The Republican Governors Association is doing some advertising as well. The numbers here do not reflect those ads and do not reflect any campaigning that's gone on by the Republican side because, let's face it, by and large, they're not doing it.
They haven't got out there.
Snyder's really just, you know, he's just a couple of ads. Here. Good guy. Yeah. Excuse me. I got a job to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, like I was saying.
He hasn't got out there and campaigned yet.
Pretty much. I mean, he hasn't campaigned. And Terry Lynn Land. Yeah. She just hasn't campaigned. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. Because she should be. She should be campaigning. I think she would probably claim she is campaigning. But I'm not sure anybody's noticed. There's not been a whole lot of media coverage. There's not been a lot of things that have happened there. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it will get closer in terms of the Senate race if you see her actually campaign and get out there. Now, she's got to get past some of these campaign finance irregularities and things like that. That has to be cleared up. I think that will be cleared up. It's just a matter of getting some more records there. And if the records are wrong, well, then she'll be held accountable for it. But if it's one of those amended records, okay, here's what's involved with this. Okay, well, yeah, all right. Then it blows over, and then she can come out and campaign. So that'll be interesting to see how that works out. But that's one of those things. She really needs to get out there and, well, I don't know, actually campaign or something. Can you imagine that? Now, when it comes to politics, you know, and in the position that I'm in. I'm, you know, a talk show host. Yes, I'm opinionated. I make no bones about that. Nevertheless, we have had people of both parties on this show to talk about their campaigns for things. And I'm totally open to it. I'm excited to bring it to you, really, to be able to have people on that are running for office because I think you need to hear from them. You need to hear so you know just exactly what it is that they think about things. You know, if they're for higher taxes, they're for lower taxes. If they're for great roads, bad roads, whatever, you get to hear about it firsthand, and then you get to decide what you want about them. You know, because regardless of whether you agree with me, it's a great idea if you do, but, you know, you don't have to, certainly. Regardless if you agree with me, I want to make sure that we're sharing with you the candidates that you want to hear from. And, you know, I mentioned Terry Lynn Land. That is one candidate we have continually tried to reach out to invite onto this program. And I have said on these airwaves and will continue to say, if we have her on here, I don't plan gotcha questions. These are not, I don't think that's something that you need to do. What I do think that you need to do is answer honest questions about, all right, what is it you want to do? And how do you want to get there? And those are simple questions. And to this point, we have gotten some movement from them. I don't know that they've actually moved to the point of, yes, we're going to schedule. We've gotten to the point of, well, yeah, we might want to do that. Okay. But they really are not necessarily jumping in here. And I want to just full disclosure, because that is what has happened. And we've reached out to candidates both sides of the aisle, so that you can get a fair assessment of things. Now, another such candidate that we have reached out to several times is Dave Buskirk. And I've met the man once. Seems like a reasonable guy. I have no beef with him whatsoever. But at this point, we have been told he will not be on this program. Now, honestly, I would, if he came on this program, I would have every intention of asking him fair questions. And asking him questions about where he stands on the issues, what he plans on doing if he ends up being a state representative. I think it's fair. And judging based on just what I've seen of him, he seems somewhat moderate. I don't know him real well, and I'd want to dig a little bit further. But for right now, we have reached out to his campaign, and we're being told no. And so I wanted to share that with you just so that you are aware what's going on. Now, as far as that goes, I'm fine with it, but you need to know. Because I think you deserve to hear from the candidates. You deserve to hear from every one of them so that you know what's going on. And I'd love for you to hear from Dave Buskirk. I'd love to sit down across from him and have a conversation. And I think it would be a good one. But we are being denied. And because you listen to this program and because you care about these things, I tend to look on that and say, well, all right, it kind of feels like you're being denied a little bit. Now, I feel bad about that. I really do, because I want to get him on this program, and I just want to have a conversation. And I want to be able to ask the questions that you would ask and let you hear from him so you can decide for yourself if you want to support him or not. Particularly, if you're on the Democratic side, you've got a primary, you've got a decision to make. We've already had one of his opponents on here. I'd love to have him on here as well. So I definitely wanted to share that with you. I still think very highly of Dave. I think he's a fantastic guy, and certainly he's got a record to prove that he is a fantastic guy. So no hard feelings here, certainly, but I wanted to share with you so that you are aware of it. So we will continue reaching out to various political campaigns, and as we talk about some things today as well, I want to remind you as well that we've got the ability for you to share in the program. And if you would like to be on the program today, anytime we're talking about anything, feel free to give us a call. 877-382-4280, toll free. Locally, it's 382-4280. You can also text us at 80373 and be a part of the program that way as well. And as we continue ahead, you know what? I think we should go through Mark Schauer's 5-point plan for women. He has come up with a plan. So we're going to dig into this a little bit, get a feel for where he wants to go if he's elected governor. We'll talk about that, take your calls. We'll talk about the weather coming up here as well. You know what? It's a full day, and I'm glad you've joined us here on the Jeremy Lawrence Show, right here on 590 WKZO. And looking at 76 degrees on the outside in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. We are here until 5 o'clock, looking forward to it with you. Of course, at 5 o'clock, we will keep you up to date on the news of the day, anything that happened. You know what? We're going to put it together and serve it up to you. Kalamazoo's afternoon news coming up at that time. And Tiger Baseball, you know what? It is happening. It's happening tonight. 9:30 is when things get underway, so if you're thinking about staying up late with the radio, that just might be the way to do it right there. Tiger Baseball, doesn't get much better than that. So,
no, it doesn't.
So you can look forward to that. This portion of the program brought to you by the Cancer Control Coalition of Southwest Michigan. Glad they're on board with the show today, and glad you're on board with the show today. You know, Mark Schauer has come up with a 5-point plan. It's a 5-point plan on economic priorities for Michigan women and families. We're going to go through those 5 points and talk about them just to kind of give you an idea of the different things he's talking about. And we'll take your calls and your opinions on things as well. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, 80373 via text. Coming up here in just a little bit, Bob Larson will be with us to talk about the weather for the weekend. What can we expect? We'll let you know here in just a little. Come on. 76 degrees and sunny in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Heritage Christian Academy, your local pre-K through 12 school, where faith turns friends into family. Now, we're set to talk with Bob Larson here in just a second or two. Going to be talking about the weather. What else? Because that's kind of his area of expertise.
He's the weather expert.
He is. He is. He's the man when it comes to that. And so we'll talk to him a little bit about what the weekend's going to look like, what you can expect. Well, today was supposed to be sort of a rainy day. I'm not sure what happened, but
I'm just glad it's not raining.
No, it seems like it's pretty nice, but will it stay that way? That's the big question. We'll chat with him here in just a little while so we can find out what ends up happening with all this weather stuff. Just a reminder to you that next week we're going to be joining together with Harding's Friendly Markets to bring you gas and groceries. Oh, this is going to be fun. You have a chance to guess the dollar amount of groceries on location. Whoever guesses the dollar amount or comes closest without going over will take the groceries home that day. How do you like that? Plus, a drawing for two $25 gas cards. We're going to be at Harding's locations all next week from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Coming up on Monday, South Westnage. That's the one in Portage there, not too far away from the mall. You're going to see Jim McKinney there if you stop on out. So do that. And then for the rest of the week, we're going to be out at Harding's locations all over the place. Looking forward to meeting you at some of those. I do intend on being a part of some of those. Looking forward to having you come guess the groceries. And like I said, you know what? We're going to try and get some good stuff in there. We'll talk to the powers that be and see if we can get some fun groceries in there. Wouldn't you love to have some, like, Cocoa Pebbles in there or something?
Oh, yeah, I'm Cocoa saying, Pebbles. You know. Cocoa Krispies, even.
You know what? Cocoa anything, yeah. I think, would be pretty good.
Hershey's chocolate.
There you go. Or maybe some good coffee or something, you know.
Well, I don't drink coffee, so that wouldn't go well.
You don't
with
drink
me.
Coffee? What's
no.
wrong with you? Gosh.
I have an internal supply of adrenaline.
Well, you got me there. Yeah, you do have that. You should see what he... I've not seen this man tired ever. Ever.
It's rare.
It does happen, apparently, but not terribly often. Well, you know what seems to have been happening lately, terribly often, in fact, is great weather. Bob Larson, I don't know. I guess the check must have cashed all right, from what I can tell.
Oh, yeah. Got it. It's all free and clear at this point, yeah.
So, because apparently, you know, this good weather thing, we were expecting some rain today. I wonder what happened.
Showers are staying to our west, so we've missed out on rain today. It never was much of a chance, just a chance for a shower, thunderstorm in spots, and still can't rule that out because I do believe there'll be a spotty shower tonight. I'm looking at rain right now over Lake Michigan, east of Milwaukee, so we don't want to give up on that chance, but it certainly hasn't rained to this point, and it remains comfortable.
Okay, and if it does actually rain, it looks like it's just going to be something light.
Right, it's not going to be a big deal. Okay. I mean, by light, I wouldn't want to be standing outside in it the whole time it's raining, but it's not like it's going to be causing flash flooding or anything severe by any means, just
no
the shower.
Severe thunderstorms or anything like that. Okay,
no.
All right. Okay, well, given the niceness that we're experiencing right now and the lack of rain, I'm sure you've selected some sort of an appropriate word.
I have. The word is geared toward the weekend as a whole, not so much a nowcast or current conditions, but the word is sticky, because that's the one big change we'll notice this weekend, is it's going to be much more humid. Warmer, yes, but it's not going to turn hot. I do believe we'll make it above 80 tomorrow and Sunday, but the big difference is the humidity will increase fairly dramatically from where it's been the past couple of days, and that's going to be very noticeable, so it's going to be sticky. And just reading through the forecast, it sounds awfully wet. We talked about how we're expecting rain today, but it was really just, if it happened, just a spotty shower. I don't think there's much more than a spotty shower tonight, but there could be a shower, thunderstorm in some areas tomorrow. Probably not tomorrow night, but I believe again on Sunday, some more showers and storms. But through it all, I don't think rainfall amounts will be all that impressive. I don't see any heavy, prolonged downpours, and this stuff is going to be scattered. So, it's probably the most important element of this weather forecast this weekend is merely the humidity, which will be very noticeable.
Okay. With that humidity, of course, those pop-up showers, right. Thunderstorms,
right.
all that.
Scattered, nothing too widespread. So maybe later Sunday when the next front comes through. And we touched on this yesterday, a front that will once again bring us back into unseasonably cool weather as we hit next week. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Monday night, Tuesday night, probably Wednesday night, all the cool side. Again, well below average temperatures.
Okay. Any complaints about that out there? No. Okay. All right. People are still not complaining about the cooler temperatures for right. whatever reason. I don't know. But you know what, Bob? It's a Friday. And because it's a Friday, I know that you've got some numbers for us as well.
I do. Let's take a look at the yearly comparison. Last year through this date, temperature-wise, we were pretty much average. 0.1 degree cooler than average for the year to this point in 2013. This year, through this date, how about 4.3 degrees cooler than average?
Mm-hmm.
We know it has been a cold winter, a chilly spring, and for the most part, a cool summer. Rainfall-wise, well, it's still quite a difference there. Last year at this point, we had a surplus of rain to the tune of 7.71 inches wetter than average, almost 7.75 inches above average. This year, after coming close to average, I think it was 2 weeks ago, we almost made it. We're falling back behind again. We're 2.25 inches below average when it comes to rainfall. That's not critical. It's not a drought. But clearly, it's drier than it is supposed to be at this point. So we do have some catching up to do, so maybe we can do a little bit of that this weekend. For the month as a whole, last July, it was a hot July, not extraordinarily hot, at 1.4 degrees warmer than average. This July goes the other way, 4.6 degrees below average, in keeping with that theme of cool. Rainfall-wise, last July, when we talked about this last week, it had been a dry month, but not so by this point last July. We were about average, maybe a little above. This July, we stand pretty much average for the month, but still below average for the year.
Okay. All right. Well, Bob, you have yourself a great weekend, and I will talk to you again Monday.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy and Michael.
All right. It is Bob Larson on top of the weather for us, so you don't have to be. I don't know if you'll be on top of it, looking at some of this rain and whatnot headed for the weekend, but at least it's relatively decent now.
Yeah, not too bad.
No complaints at this point. All right. Well, as we continue the program, we've got some interesting stuff for you. A guide has been put out for the people to bring you the Bridge magazine. We've got Dwayne Barnes on the line. We're going to be talking a little bit about that as we continue ahead. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO. And just an additional note, if you do text now, not only will you be up on the latest of the late breaking, but we've got a little contest going on. If you sign up for that, you go in, text now to 80373. We're doing a Dave Ramsey giveaway. Oh, there's lots of good swag. Let me tell you, we've got books from the man. We've got Entree Leadership. That's one I've got in my own library as well. Also, Rachel Cruz has gotten together. That's Dave's daughter. Smart Money, Smart Kids, we've got copies of that. And it gets better. You could be one of the lucky people to win a pair of passes to see Dave Ramsey live and in person. That's right, because he's coming to Grand Rapids on Thursday, September 11th. And you could be one of those that could walk in there and enjoy the man himself. Dave Ramsey, how about that? Some good stuff. We'd love to give it to you. All you got to do is text now to 80373. That'll put you into the drawing for something. Who knows? You might win something. There's lots of good stuff. I've seen it all. Really. I've seen all the good. It's great. You'll love it. If you're into Dave Ramsey, then you're going to be all over that stuff. All right. So I wanted to shift gears here a little bit, and we will get back to talking about Mark Schauer and his plans and that kind of thing. But one person that I wanted to chat with was, I wanted to talk with Dwayne Barnes. He is from The Bridge Magazine and the Center for Michigan, and they put together a rather important guide on the 2014 elections. Dwayne joins us right now. Hi, Dwayne. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. How are you today?
Doing well. Now, the guide here, I've got it in front of me. It's called Michigan Speaks. And this is, you know, we hear an awful lot about polling data on this. And we just a little bit ago, we talked about the latest poll with the governor's race and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But this is a little more intensive than just your average poll, isn't it?
Absolutely. At the Center for Michigan, we're built on three core principles. One is engage, the other is inform, the other one is achieve. So this lines right up with our engage. We spoke to over 5,500 Michigan residents, and we asked them what was their number one priorities for their leaders moving forward, and the result is the guide that we just released, our Michigan Speaks, the Citizens Agenda for 2014 and beyond.
Okay, now this guide is, of course, you can get it through the Center for Michigan if you want a copy of it, and you've also got this posted online as well, don't you?
Absolutely, on our website. It's right on our homepage. You can download the PDF version. If you're happy with that and you want a little more information, we have the cross tab, so it's broken down by worker group, by race, by every category you could think of that we tried to quantify our participants by. And that way you can take what you found and go a little bit deeper, more than just, you know, the major four things that we found.
Now, when you dug into this, this wasn't just, all right, do people want to re-elect Snyder or elect Schauer? This was more along the lines of what is it that people specifically want the leaders of the state to do in terms of the economy and in terms of, I mean, you get into road funding in here a little bit, all sorts of things.
Absolutely. This was more of issue and policy focus. So we covered five areas. We covered education. We covered quality of life. We covered taxing and spending. We covered, you know, just your overall, you know, outset on the state of Michigan as a whole. And we found four big findings from our results here. The number one, and I think we all know and can appreciate this one, Michigan's residents wanted to see the roads fixed. Mm-hmm. And ironically enough, they were willing to pay more in taxes to see it done. That was the first takeaway. Mm-hmm. Now, the next takeaway was surrounded around education. So we wanted to see an improvement in student performance, high school graduation rates, and career readiness and job training. Another big point in that education portion was college affordability. This was one issue that hit a raw nerve with the states and the residents of our state because, you know, it costs so much to attain your college degree. And then when you come out on the other side, you don't necessarily have, you know, the opportunities lined up like they are traditionally. So that was a very, very big takeaway. Another big one here, and I think this was the most, you know, the biggest example of kind of where our state is now. We asked questions on tax policy, and we asked, would you like to see taxes raised, cut, or stay the same? And they both roughly, or all three of them roughly gathered one-third each. So one-third of our residents wanted to see taxes raised, another third wanted to see them stay the same, and the final third wanted to see cuts. So it's kind of like we're in this new normal as far as tax policy goes outside of the roads. Now, what makes that interesting in this study is we saw that, you know, they wanted to see more emphasis put on education, which is, you know, public money. They wanted to see more emphasis on, you know, cleaning up the communities and making communities safer, which would come out of, you know, public money, but they didn't want to necessarily see more money brought to the table. Just they wanted to see better results with the money that's already in the budget. Does that make sense?
Well, and I think, you know, for some people, they're sitting here scratching their head just a little bit because we're talking about, okay, they're willing to pay more for roads, but overall there's this kind of a nobody's sure what they want. It's about one-third each that either wants to raise, lower, or keep taxes the same. So basically, they don't want taxes raised unless it's for roads. Is that a fair assessment of what I'm hearing?
Yeah, based on what we found, that was the only clear consensus on tax policy that we found, just for roads. And I think that's intriguing because, you know, one of the big debates in Lansing is, you know, how are they going to fund, you know, the road funding package? So, I mean, the residents are saying one thing. You know, and that's what we're here to shed light on. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how that gets done based on the public mandate to get it done. But, you know, we're not seeing the results of, you know, what the public wanted. Hopefully we can see it here in the very near future, though.
We're speaking with Dwayne Barnes from the Center for Michigan and The Bridge magazine. One question as we go through this, did it seem like there was a very clear theme? I mean, we've talked a little bit about roads and that kind of thing, but is there a very clear theme in terms of, you know, with the politicians and the various races and that kind of thing, that, you know, these are like the four or five issues that are really at the high point for everybody?
I would say yes. I've attended maybe 15 or so candidate forums prior to the primary around the state, and every politician I hear up there, they're saying, you know, I'm hearing about roads, I'm hearing about education. So those are the two major kind of focuses that we found that, you know, we found in our study, but the politicians are hearing when they're going to knock on those doors every day as well. So it made us feel good to say, you know what, this is what we found speaking to 5,500 people, but when you go out and knock doors on the campaign trail, you're hearing the same things. So it means we're finding that sweet spot in our work to where, you know, we're representing everything or the major things that the public wants. And that's all we want to do at the Center for Michigan, is to be, you know, the voice for average, everyday Michiganders, to share their voice with, you know, their elected leaders. So, you know, not only when it's time for you to knock on the doors, you can understand what we want, but while you're in office, you know, when you're done with the office, you can always have, you know, an organization you can turn to and say, you know what, if I know nothing else about the Center for Michigan, I know that they're going to represent the interest of Michigan residents the way that they see it in their work.
Okay. Now, Dwayne, one final question, if I may, and you know, just a little broader here, because, you know, I've seen The Bridge magazine, I've read some of your articles and that kind of thing, but there might be some people that aren't necessarily familiar with what you do. So if you can, just in about a minute, give us a thumbnail sketch of what The Bridge magazine is all about.
All right. Now, Bridge magazine is our nonpartisan public affairs journalism. We have retooled our team, and we provide more of the insightful, in-depth reporting on some of the issues we talk about. So, for example, you know, we talked about road funding in our report. Our Bridge team has done, you know, a robust job of doing a lot of coverage on road funding. So you can find not just your daily blip of news, you find the more fleshed out, nuanced perspective on policy topics. We try to take, you know, information and turn it into people stories, so it's not just policy jargon. You can relate to it as well. So it's great journalism. If you go to bridgemi.com, you can check it out. Subscribe for free, and it's a weekly newsletter that comes out three times a week.
Boy, you can't beat free either for that kind of journalism.
You can't beat it.
There you go. Dwayne Barnes with the Center for Michigan and The Bridge magazine, thanks for joining us on the program today.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right. And you know what? I have actually, that's one of those places that I go, you know, when I go to prepare for this program, I go various places to dig up a lot of different news sources. I mean, you wouldn't believe the number of articles that come in here ready to go. And that's one of those sources that that I go to get some more in-depth analysis. So it's one that you might want to check out, The Bridge magazine. And like I said, it's free. You can't beat free, definitely.
You can't beat free, no way.
All right, so looking forward to next hour. We're going to dig into the five-point plan, and I promised to you that we were going to do it. We are going to do it. The five-point plan that Mark Schauer has for the economy and for women, we're going to do that. We've got some giveaways of movie tickets, and you know what? I'm going to sweeten the pot a little bit. And as we continue, I'm going to tell you how I'm going to sweeten the pot. It's going to be even better. You're going to love it. Keep it right here. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show at 590 WKZO. We gotta go, gotta go. Where we gonna
go? Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.